Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do On This Week in History from the Everton side of things with statistician Gav Buckland. Morning to you, Gav.
Hi, Steve. Okay.
Great, thank you. We're going to do pies in people's faces very shortly. one of the greatest football moments. Let's kick it off though by going to 1987-88 and Everton in FA Cup replay action.
Yeah, well, Everton in FA Cup replay action three times against Sheffield Wednesday in the days before sudden death penalties and things like that. You could play as many replays as a took, and in 88 we got to our fourth game against Sheffield Wednesday after 3-1 all draws, and as so often happens when that was the case, after two or three tight games in the final replay, one of the teams would run away with it, and that happened to us. Went to Hillsborough Wednesday evening, and I was there. And it was Sheffield Wednesday 0, Everton 5 at half time.
That is just extraordinary, isn't it? So goal scorers?
Well, our friend Mr. Sharp, he scored a first half hat-trick, a perfect hat-trick as well, which I'm sure he remembers. Left foot, right foot header, Inchi and Snods completed the scoring just before half time. It was a remarkable first half, you know. And what happened as well is there was travel problems across the Pennines, and some supporters never got in till half time. I know I missed the first two goals. I was lucky. But there was all sorts of travel issues on the night. But, you know, when your team's won 5-0, it doesn't really matter, I suppose.
So 5-0 half-time, 5-0 full-time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so often the way, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what happens when the teams just, like, give up or whatever and say, yeah, settle for this. And the benefit was for us as Paul Bracewell came on as a second-half substitute for his first Everton appearance since the 86 Cup final. Obviously, he'd had horrendous injuries. So it was a benefit for us in the second half as well. But it was one of the most astonishing halves of football I think Everton have ever been involved in.
Gav, can you imagine doing third and fourth replays in this modern game? It just wouldn't work, would it?
I think the record, did Old Church in Oxford United get up to six, I think, in 1971. It was different days. I mean, I think Leeds and Man United played two FA Cup semi-finals in the space of 3 days, two replays in 1970. You know, it was just different days and the different demands on players, you know.
Right, let's talk pies. This is just one of the best stories. Imre Vardy, 1981, January the 24th.
Yeah, one of my favourite Everton games. This Everton versus Liverpool, fourth round FA Cup, Saturday afternoon, Goodison. Clive Thomas being the referee. Mm. He'd obviously infamously refereed the 1977 semi-final game. Everton took the lead just before, well, after about 15 minutes, I think. Peter Eastowed out. If you look at the tape again, I'm sure it's a Phil Neal own goal. Abby Cole clears off the line, it's Phil Neal, and goes in. I think Phil got away with one there. And then in the second half, long ball played upfield. Phil Thompson missed it. Eamon O'Keefe rounded the goalkeeping, squared it, crossed the 6-yard box of the park end in front of the Liverpool fans. And Imre Vardy, who's finishing, best be described as erratic, came at the far. Gordon Lee said once, his speed may frighten the life out of our opponents, but his finishing frightens the life out of me.
Brilliant.
He came in far post and I put in the top of the net, and then made the mistake of running towards the enclosure, which at the time, I think it was a cup game, there's a lot more Liverpool fans than there would normally be.
So he didn't know, did he? He didn't know who was in that area?
He didn't know. I wouldn't have realised. And he took a pie in the face. which is one of them stories that have been going on for years. And you know, like, some of these stories are just like built up over the time and stuff. But if you watch the video again, I know I sent the link to you yesterday. You can actually see, after he celebrates when he goes towards the Liverpool fans, his face sort of jerks to the right as if he's being hit by something. So I think he said it was meat and potatoes, I think. Despite a Jimmy Case goal, he was all three goals for Liverpool and Derby matches came in the FA Cup, by the way. I think we held on for a well-deserved 2-1 victory. And it was Mickey Lyons' only Derby win as well as a player, I think in 21 Derby games.
But a crusty pie in the face for Imre Vardy is the thing that we'll all remember forever. And again, I keep saying, what if it happened? It couldn't happen now. There'd be an absolute outcry. But actually, you look back at that piece of history and go, it's just magic, isn't it?
Yeah, the way that happens. It's probably so expensive to now that you wouldn't want to waste your pie.
Let's continue with our FA Cup memories. So what year are we going to now?
We're going back to 74, which was at Goodison First, or an Everton First, their first Sunday game at Goodison First, Everton Sunday game in history, an FA Cup fourth round game against West Brom. The reason being there was no live TV in those days, at that stage of the competition. Yeah, these were the days of the dark days of the 3-day week and power cuts and stuff. And one of the ways they had a problem playing every game of a Saturday for a number of reasons. One, people were working they had like two. If you're working 3-day weeks, it was Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Saturday, things like that going on some areas. And also as well, what they found out was Liverpool were playing at Anfield on the Saturday. If Everton played, there wasn't enough electricity for floodlights for both grounds. So the solution was Everton played on a Sunday, which is quite controversial then, because there was a lot of evidence then, and you know, some days and having a day off and all that type of stuff. There was a lot of local opposition, as daft as it seems now, but that was the way it was then, understandably. And the game went ahead. And the other thing then, of course, is under, I think, law, you couldn't charge to get in of a Sunday into the match.
But it was free for everyone.
Well, now what you have to do is you have to purchase a match programme, of which I found mine last week, strangely enough, which is like basically a team sheet. So you bought the team sheet outside the ground, and then that guaranteed your entrance into the ground. So you actually paid to get in outside the ground, as it were.
Bizarre.
Yeah, and the game ended up 0-0, but there was massive crowds on the Sunday. It was 53,000 at Goodison. They thought then that Sunday football would take off, but because Sunday was obviously a day of rest and all this type of stuff, it was a sensitive thing. It took years for it to start playing. Obviously, it was live football then in the early mid-80s that made Sunday football regularity. I mean, the other thing was, even in the 80s, there was always rumours of free gates of a Sunday. You know, the match that you had to give legally a free gate for people to get in, but I don't think it's nobody could ever find them,
That must be the most programmes ever sold at a match. That must hold the record for it.
Yeah, 53,000. I've got mine in ours still, and it was Goodison First. No, and for the record, we West Brom second division team. They beat us in the replay 3 days later.
And I'm thinking you've got a room dedicated to programmes at your house, Gav, for some reason.
Yeah.
You want to mention two FA Cup wins in the 1930s, though, on This Week in History.
It's only because I always loved the fact that in 31, we beat Crystal Palace 6-0, our biggest away win in the FA Cup. 8 years later, played Doncaster Rovers at Goodison, beat Doncaster Rovers 8-0 in the FA Cup, I think it was the fourth round. Equaled our biggest FA Cup win at Goodison. And guess what? It was the same opposition goalkeeper in both games. A Scot by the name of James Imrie was the Crystal Palace goalkeeper in 1931 for our record away win. And it was he was the goalkeeper for Doncaster in 1939 for our record Goodison FA Cup win.
Oh, gosh. That's not a great legacy for him, is it?
No. It's quite easy to keep it. quite a decent keeper as well, I believe. But I've always liked that start, you know.
Fantastic. Gav, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.
On This Week in History with Gav Buckland, the Everton side of things, and some brilliant stuff there. 5-0 at half-time to the Blues from 87-88 at Sheffield Wednesday. The Imre Vardy pie in the face from 1981. And, of course, first game on a Sunday at Goodison, 1974. Gav was there.
Rock, sport and talk.
This is The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.